No more Bobby
Standing outside
Taylor.
The home of Bobby Taylor, a young black actor who took a lead role in a stereotypical movie about street life. The NAACP has picketed this movie, but this is the first time that an actor has ever been picketed. Here to explain is the president of the Hollywood branch of the NAACP, Mr. Jamal Harris.
I hope that you're all paid up members of the NAACP Hollywood branch. Thank you. We felt we had to put our foot down by making Bobby Taylor an example. We feel that black actors should not have to accept these stereotype roles, such as crying slaves, tar babies, jungle bunnies.
I
say that as long as black actors play these roles, they'll never play the Rambos until they stop playing the Sambo.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Green, but hold up. We not them boys. I actually saw the, I want to say grown man version, but Sean Combs, the mogul, is not acting grown in that joint. So anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
No doubt. So we're going to get right in. First, I want to give a shout out to the governor, George J., who wrote a wonderful email about that hammer situation that we've been back and forth on. And two, I'm going to give all shouts and all, you know, for the person who really started this whole thing, Bagari Black, for the Standard. So we're going to finish up on that hammer. First of all, to you, Swervin', speaking of Twitter, I seen the back and forth with you and Davey D on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Davey D too.
I just want to say, you know, it's real hard to get a thought in 140 characters, because I was not talking about Hammer's business acumen and his business history, which is great.
I was
talking about the music, but Davey D, we had some kind of a disconnect there. So,
nah, see, the thing of it is, you got to remember, Davey D has a personal relationship with Hammer. He knows Hammer personally.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I'm coming from a standpoint of not liking Hammer personally. I'm sure he's a great guy. And we're probably all around the same age, and we could come in here and listen to records and be like, yo, this is hot and this is thorough. Man, Hammer's probably a regular guy. He's probably a regular dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Davey D is repping for his man. That's his man.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, so he has a personal relationship. We're just saying on his legacy, you know, as far as music goes. And it's funny. The article that Davey D sent us kind of proves the point. When 25 years later, you have to write vindication articles. That proves the point. If you got to write vindication, nobody's writing vindication articles about Rakim.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't have to be said. So, but in any case, so shout out to George J. I'm going to read a couple of things from his email.
Well, before you do that, let me just tell you that, I'm kind of like, I guess Davey D is checking us out to see if we're worth his time to get on the show, but I have set it out there for him to get on so we can, you know, actively communicate outside of Twitter. So we that may be revisited. So
okay, yeah, that's real. I don't think Davey D is going to get on the show personally. I mean, there's 300 shows out there in cyberspace somewhere. He can listen to see exactly what we all about. I don't think Davey D is really going to get on this show. So that's just my two cents, you know,
no doubt.
But anyway, back to George J. He had some wonderful things to say. George J. goes in, the governor says he actually think Hammer does matter as far as mainstream rap is concerned. But he's both a cautionary tale and an example of how the industry hustle and gimmicks can garner crazy commercial success. In the key words, Hammer laid the style over substance blueprint for most of today's cans, meaning commercial ass niggas, that they're still following. And I think that's so true. You know what I mean? If, you know, and people, and I think like Davey D, don't like, even if he has a legacy, they don't like the fact that it's Hammer's legacy. You know, the style first, fuck the substance, you know, way of success. Yeah, and, you know, Davey D can't sit up there and tell me that style-wise, that Hammer was so, you know, again, avant-garde or ahead of his time. He wasn't a good MC. A motherfucker can dance, okay? You know what I mean? Fuck, I could do a two-step. I could do the same old two-step, but fuck that. Steve-O? This is hip hop.
Well, let me just ask this though, and again, I think there might have been one song that I like, but do you think that Hammer like really thought he was putting it down on the mic? Do you really think he?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He had a little pride. He had to think he was that nigga. He was doing it. So okay. I can't imagine him thinking that he was not doing it like that. He wasn't one of the best in the game.
And I'm going to tell you why I think he's doing that. Because Hammer, in that interview, talking about how he went to the Latin Quarter. Now, you got to be of a certain age and a certain era to know what's good with the Latin Quarter. But he talks about him going to the Latin Quarter. He talks about him having a personal relationship with Melly Mel. All of these things to bolster what he doesn't have musically is a legacy. And I maintain that. You know what I mean? All his personal relationship with niggas and being at the Latin Quarter or whatever. Again, nobody's writing vindication articles for a lot of other MCs. If you got to write them for Hammer, musically, he doesn't have a legacy. You know, but just like George J, he does have a legacy for style over substance.
Right.
So, anyway.
That's all I was trying to say. Actually, I wasn't even trying to say that. I was trying to keep it to the music, but it got way outside of that. So, again, the invite's out there. We'll see what happens. King Killer doesn't believe it, but we will
see. David D ain't getting on. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show, Tupac's murder examined on the National Geographic Channel in a new documentary. And they're going to examine it. Actually, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch it to see if Nat Geo is going to come different than any other situation we have seen about Tupac's murder. I think we all know who we allegedly think, you know, is involved with that. But Arsenio Hall, your boy, you know, just released off his television contract, said if Justin Bieber was shot in Tupac's car, we'd know a lot more.
Of course.
And Kurt G, I say,
you're correct.
Arsenio?
Arsenio is the reason why his ass ain't on TV for saying shit like that.
Right.
Having Farrakhan on the show, you be saying shit like that, nigga. They ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, that's what's up. No doubt. So, indeed. So, that's what's how. Shout out to Arsenio Hall and National Geographic. So, when you get a chance to look at that Tupac documentary. Next topic going to Hip Hop Digest is Iggy Azalea. T.I. shining right now. Makes history. The Australian white rapper who sounds like a black southern female just made the record books for the made Billboard history, the top 100 for the second time. The second act, the Beatles were the first to simultaneously have two singles in the country. So I guess her first single was number one in the country, and then her second single was number one in the country, sort of that back to back. There were some other groups who had done it, but I guess Iggy Azalea, the Australian white woman who sounds like a black southern white woman, she does it again. And T.I. is shining, saying, I told y'all niggas, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
They're getting money.
I'm getting money.
Rubber band man.
So on
hiding the Taliban.
On the top of that, Nicki Minaj gets up there at the BET Awards. Okay. And then wants to sit up here and talking about, you know, she's thanking BET, the African-American community. You know, Nicki let it be known the differences between her and other female rappers as she writes her own lyrics.
So now, she writes her own garbage.
So that had me tripping because a couple of months ago, she don't want to be considered a female MC.
Wow.
But then she's taking offense to BET possibly getting ready to anoint this girl, Iggy Azalea, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Swaggy P, you know, as the new standard. I sit back from the peanut gallery and I'm laughing like a motherfucker. I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing. Because as Kurgi alluded to, Nicki Minaj would sing everything note for note, word for note, word for word that Iggy Azalea made. She would do it in a heartbeat.
Every one of them songs.
Every one of them songs she would sing. You know, let's not sit up here and act like that she got a motherfucking standard. You know what I mean?
So let me also ask this, though. How much credit can you actually give BET for that award anyway? I mean, Nicki Minaj wins it five consecutive years. You mean, I'm going to pull out a King Killer. You mean to tell me that there ain't no other female rappers out there that can win that award in 5 straight years?
Well, we're going to address that. And, and what I'm going to address is the nominees. Okay, I don't know if Nicki Minaj won it 5 years in a row. I don't know. I don't watch.
She did
but okay, but I did take the time to find out who the nominees were. Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea, Eve, Angel Hayes, and Charlie Baltimore?
Yeah, son.
Damn.
I'm saying to myself, are you kidding me? I mean, motherfuckers gonna sit up there and watch BET? Who is running that shit?
Stephen
Nobody.
Hill.
Who?
Deborah Lee, Stephen Hill.
Oh my God, yo, who the fuck is running that shit? First of all, you know, Eve is married to a goddamn billionaire. Please leave and go have babies and disappear. You know what I mean? Fucking Charlie Baltimore? Does she even got a project out? You know what I mean? Angel Hayes, all this shit talking, all this Twitter shit, all this dumb shit. She's not really even a fucking factor. I mean, none of these commercial chicks are going to get with the chicks that Kurt G got on his list, my nigga.
Where's no doubt. What happened to Rhapsody? She can't get no shine?
Okay.
Well, where's Cy Rock at?
Mm-hmm.
What about Star?
Well.
What about Book Brown? How about a Pawnee B Fly?
Ooh, that's my girl.
And what about Nairobi Selah?
Okay.
Hey.
There's 5 female MCs.
Dominic LaRue.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
That can spit.
You know what I mean?
And she'll be on the show too, by the way. But
okay.
Anyway.
Spit.
I'm just saying, you know, damn. You know, yeah. This BET shit. So, I gotta say, the topic in itself, I don't really care about because it is nothing but a sort of like a TMZ cat fight. You know, you're dealing with 2 pop stars or whatever. Yep. But there's not like there's a standard to be followed because Iggy Azalea would sing Nicki songs and Nicki would sing her songs if it was brought to either one of them first. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said that, you know, somebody said that these chicks ain't nothing. They selling a side of ass with a serving of pop music. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's
no
all
fries?
This is. No fries, nigga. A side of ass with a serving of pop music. And that's it. You know what I mean?
Damn.
So I'm going to take that out. That was one of the comments out of that article. Shit, I thought it was funny. No doubt.
Well, there it is.
So, exactly. Next topic.
How about an apple pie?
Yeah. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is, speaking of your boy, Rubber Band Man, T.I., is in the process of signing Troy Ave. And I say to you, Kurt G, why would even T.I. fuck with a guy like Troy Ave? I mean, what's the point?
He's diversifying his portfolio. He needs a New York MC.
Troy Ave don't sound like Frenchie.
Frenchie is from Atlanta. He needs a New York MC. Huh? So he needs he needs somebody that sounds like New York, that spits like New York. Frenchie thinks he's from from the Fifth Ward or somewhere.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I just look at that situation. And T.I. really, again, I guess with the success of this white girl, he's really going heavy. You know what I mean? Gonna prove that I'm a boss just like the rest of these niggas. If Rick Ross can do it, nigga, and I'm smarter than him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That type of shit.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb.
Oh, back to Run DMC.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
No doubt. And speaking of credibility, I hate to do this to the old boy, but as me and Kurt G was getting ready for the show, we come across that Wiz Khalifa We Them Boys remix featuring Rick Ross, Schoolboy Q, and Nas.
Wow.
So,
shouldn't have done it.
So, you know, as much as we revere Nas, as much as we respect Nas, yo, I got to take him. He's losing points right here.
You
got
to take him out to the woodshed on this one.
I mean, yeah. I don't understand. I mean, I know, first of all, Wiz Khalifa's got a budget. So, Nas certainly got paid. I understand that. And Wiz Khalifa's got a budget. You know what I'm saying? As we're listening to the joint or whatever, I recognize Ross and Wiz, and this is one nigga coming in rapping. I'm like, who the fuck is that? I just don't like this motherfucker. Kurt G was like,
that's your boy,
Schoolboy Q.
Wow.
Every time I hear this nigga, yo, I just like, what's the fuck? What's the big fuss? Everybody making a fuss around this nigga and shit. You know what I mean?
Because of his buddy, I'm sure.
I know he's down with the, you know, the new anointed one and shit, but god damn, yo. I just don't like this nigga. Really, I'm gonna be dead ass honest with you. Most of them niggas in that crew, I just don't fuck with.
Wow.
I'm gonna be dead ass, yo.
Unfuckable.
Got a couple of joints I fuck with. I got a couple of joints I fuck with.
You know what, B? I gotta be schooled. I gotta be dead ass, nigga. I need a 19-year-old nigga to come in here and just school me.
B, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You ain't got to like it, B.
God damn, yo. I'm absolute schoolboy kid. Just them niggas, I see motherfuckers making a fuss around these niggas, yo. You know what I mean? I just don't hear it. You know what I mean?
CEE, nigga.
Damn, you know what? I did see an article. The CEO is rapping now and shit.
Wow.
Damn. We're going to have another speech from Suge.
Oh, no.
Damn.
You got the CEO all up on the mic trying to rap, trying to make videos.
Wow.
All in it.
That's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is J Electronica returns to Twitter with a message for Lior Cohen and Peter Rosenberg.
That dude again.
Rosenberg is in the news and shit so much. And J Elect goes on to say, oh yeah, Mr. Rosenberg, you owe Mr. Chuck D an apology, and we're going to see that he gets it publicly.
Good luck.
Wow. Jay Elect
goes on to say, the days of no accountability and everyone just out there free-willing is over.
Good luck with that.
Said this?
Jay Elect. I'm reading.
I'm saying. I'm saying. The dude who went and married Super Wealth with Super Wealth.
Damn, another one who done married a billionaire?
Well, he, you know, he got down with the
I know he was the Rothschilds. I know he was down with that Grey Poupon and shit. I understand that.
Maybe he'll have some money spent to
put his record out.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just trying to understand how, you know, out of the blue, J Elect comes with this. I mean, can we just get some music?
Okay. Oh, that's true. I understand. And music would be preferable from him versus these statements. But a growing list, and you can add J Elect to that list. You can add Combat Jack to that list, Reggie Ose. You can add Star from Star and Buck Wild to that list, Dame Dash. I mean, you know, people, I don't know if anything's starting to build there towards, you know, sort of Lior Cohen, Rosenberg. You can throw Ebro into that whole mix and shit of motherfuckers who sitting up here and just literally putting this shit on regular radio. I mean, you heard Ebro. He ain't shy about it. Nigga, we put this shit out and we test it. That's what motherfuckers want to hear. That's what the advertisers are saying. The motherfuckers want to hear it, play it, because that's what I'm paying for. I'm not paying for no underground shit. Fuck that Bug Brown shit. Don't nobody want to hear it. You know what I mean? So, but in any case, so people were saying, and, you know, KRS-One, who said it a full year ago, you know, last August on a video that somebody done pulled out about the standard. Not even really the standard, but about, is it necessary to hear about drug selling at 7 a.m.?
Right.
Niggas is still on the block at 7 a.m., though.
That's true. Niggas is on the block at 7 a.m. But is it necessary for, you know, you to play that new Chris Breezy and Trey Songz where they talking about concubining at 7 a.m.?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think most niggas is getting ready to get up.
When niggas is getting up, kids is getting ready for school and shit, and they want to have the local radio on and shit, and you certainly going to hear about flipping packages.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Got to move that dope.
Flipping packages and busting nuts.
And J Elect also goes on to say, we're putting the entire music industry on high alert. Now that I say, good luck to that, convincing a bunch of motherfucking washed out 17-year-old niggas smoking Kush and taking Xanax about high alert.
Said Xanax. What about the syrup, B?
B, they on all that shit. I'm just picking out a couple of things, you know what I mean? It's funny, I just seen that on Nat Geo. They did a motherfucking drugs in Houston.
Oh, I saw that shit too.
Yeah, you see that shit? Motherfucking a home of syrup and shit. Everybody, you got all kinds of niggas drinking that shit. ain't no motherfucking way I'm running around drinking some cough syrup and shit when I can go to a fucking store and get a good cognac, nigga. Fucking bugging. Fucking young boys and shit.
Yeah, but I don't think any of that nighttime sleepy aid cost as much as a good bottle of cognac.
That's true. I give you that, though. No doubt. NyQuil is cheaper.
And now they got to pay us because you said the name.
No doubt. So Jay Elec is coming at these niggas. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a serious question, yo. So do you think this is a groundswell? Do you think this is going to sort of build into a grassroots situation where African-Americans are saying, you know what, we don't really want this shit? Because you got to remember, Swervin, we come from an era of no rap workdays, WPGC.
Right.
You remember that shit, right?
I do very well.
And we come from the era, you know, EPMD and shit, you know, no airplay in the day, but maybe at night.
Yep.
So we come from an era of the music sort of being put in its I'm not going to say proper place, but being put in a place. And then two, even when we was getting daytime radio play, it was like Heavy D. You know, things of that nature. You
black
know,
coffee, heavy. No sugar, no cream.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about loving black women.
Right.
You know what I mean? That type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
You weren't talking about coming on them.
You ever check out the lyrics on Chubb Rock, Treat 'Em Right? Listen to those lyrics.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But Chubb Rock was one of that early daytime airplay, though.
Yeah.
On that Treat 'Em Right. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt. But again, listen to the lyrics on that joint, though.
Oh, well, the point I'm saying is that. But I'm asking you, is this going to lead to a groundswell? Is African-American grown folk going to say enough of this ratchet trap and coming on chicks at 7 a.m.? Enough
probably
of that,
not.
Especially for African-American radio.
I can't see it happening, or else it would have happened already. You got dudes our age walking around with their pants hanging off their asses.
I know.
All kind of looking, trying to be young and shit. So
walking around with the white headphones hanging from the ears.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Wow, that's unfortunate. So Ebro and Rosenberg, Lear Cohen ain't got nothing to worry about because they that's what niggas want.
Not until something significant occurs, like, you know, everybody's talking, but who's doing something? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I fully respect everybody, you know, for you know, at least talking about it, but you got to do more than talk.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't saying they got to pull back Martin Luther King and, you know what I'm saying, we shall overcome and marching and whatnot, but something has to be done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they got to take it back to the old Marvin Gaye running up in PGC, play my record. I'm just saying, but something has to happen, B, besides talking about it, because young folks ain't listening to
that's true.
You talk.
That's so true. That's so 100, yo. Yeah.
Ain't that's but that's that age, though. When we was young, teenagers, be nobody can tell us shit.
That's true, because I remember arguing my mom about some Two Live Crew shit, and I remember that argument, you know, vehemently, but I guess at the same time and shit, I just wasn't going to play that around my grandma.
Right, exactly. There was a respect.
Well, that's an era, that's probably what's changed. Where they don't have a respect level for older people. Where they're going to play their shit no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. They could be at grandma's birthday party and talking about, we want to put on some of that XIB.
Ooh.
Which is
you
a local.
Be on the Metro, fully.
Local go-go band.
On 1,000 blasts coming out of your headphones. Like, you don't even care. Whatever.
Yeah, that's real. So, no doubt. So, Kerji, you got some albums of the week and other shit?
Yeah, yeah. This week we got Caesar Comanche, Like a Night in the Thief. And for a 92 fix for my old heads out there, we got The Legion, The Lost Tapes.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, that shit is so 90s, yo. That transports you back, beats and everything off that Lost Tapes, yo. We was previewing a pre-game show.
At instrumental joint.
Oh shit, my bus, get in.
Juso, Quince, and Soda.
No doubt. Actually, you know, as a protest to the BET nominees, you know, Kurt G has dug up a couple of female gems.
Yes.
That
yes.
He's going to play at the end of the show.
Just because.
Just because. And I mean, they are gems. No
Looking
doubt about
to it.
Exactly. No
also,
doubt.
Also, run a quick shout out to Atticus Bojangles. Don't forget July 11th, bruh. We're going to be up there for them crab bombs, right, B?
Yo, I'm saying.
Yeah. If Jerry's buoy.
Yo, if I'm off. Plug. Yeah, if I'm off, bombs, I'm in there.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's what's good. So is that it?
Yeah.
It's coming up on that time, too. We need to pull a name out the fishbowl. And we do have an official fishbowl.
You got an official fishbowl. And who's going to pull a name?
I will pull the name.
You got it?
I'm going to go ahead and pull it right out of here.
Turkey's going to pull a name.
I'm going to shake this bitch up and pull out a name.
Talking about two live crew.
Yeah, this is official. What does that say, sir?
Okay. And this week or this month's guest on the show, Brothers Lehman.
Yes.
Whoa.
Right now, so E Color, if you could contact Brothers Lehman and we can
find out if they want to do it.
If they want to do it,
it won't be for the next show, but the show after that.
The end of the month.
Yeah.
It's the end of the month.
No doubt. So, anyway, that's it. That's all. We'll see y'all next week.
This is TD Crates signing out.
Creflo Holla.
Big Bang Hank. Gone.
One.
So don't touch, do whatever it takes to win. Dirty hands, good intentions, pray for me. We gon' see in the end.
Everywhere I go, you know, walk like a champion. Everything I say, baby, talk like a champion. Wanna let me give you some, la-di-la-di-dum. Number one sound, rep you, block and lick a shot.
Tired of catching hell for petty knots and cheap shots. Well, real crime is non-stop, but cops be at the donut shop. They ain't seen shit cause they cash in with profit get chopped. Who random heads up the block to keep coldest spilling over the top. Down in the grit, kick but not lick, got that 7-year itch. Vision fixed on the crisp, 7-figure brick. Ain't that a blip? Hands out when I'm slicing pie till the bill come. These guys electric slide at the same time. See, y'all don't want it, y'all just want it easy. And all that slick talk dry up soon as things get greasy. Mentally, I'm no youngin', out here trying to get something. Gotta turn off my radio, these ignorant ass rappers making me dumber, bruh. I'ma leave it to the groupies and the huggers dropping names, nodding in agreement. A piney glide to the music of a different drummer. So it's no small wonder why my sound number one, cause real niggas feel it.
Everywhere I go, you know, walk like a champion. Everything I say, baby, talk like a champion. Wanna let me give you some, la-di-da-di-dum. Number one sound, rep you, block and lick a shot. Everywhere I go, you know, walk like a champion. Everything I say, baby, talk like a champion. Wanna let me give you some, la-di-da-di-dum. Number one sound, rep you, block and lick a shot.
Hey, nice to meet. How you doing? This is the time when I'm most sweet.
Yep.
plus my wrong face crud. Most feeling the safe, no way would I mistreat. Nah. Are you seeing the future with plan to build? Silent, harem a bit, heart to steal, and his vision could get real. Good job sweeten the deal, jump to swift. With the ring to engage you more, I propose. Swore your eyes betrayed you. One knee peep to display, and the same day finger is froze. Such a chill. And your family loves me, the man they hoped you would get, so they practically shoved me down the aisle. Such a wild day, so forever will stay, that's the deal. Love, cherish, protect, pray that neither party will betray. Got a love so deep, put lust to sleep, the ultimate display. One day soon, I just may make you understand. You can trust that, turn mountain to sand. You can trust that, make clear my demand. You can trust that. Beautiful institution, we're nice to see. So transparent solution, stage the coup. So we broke through, viva the revolution. Dance brand new. Once your liberator transformed to your dictator, ain't much to discuss. It's my way, or it's my way. Don't you put up a fuss, cause I ain't hearing it.
I ain't hearing it.
Now love's turned to fear, tears won't change a thing, and your thought patterns rearranged, so your self-worth now is strange. No plans to leave me, my dear. Yeah, it is what it is. Try to construct a happy home, feel alone. Now let's have some kids that'll put that frown to rest. Y'all living a dream now, you dig? Love, cherish, protect, pray that neither party will betray. Got a love so deep, put logic to sleep, the ultimate display. One day soon, I just may make you understand. You can trust that, turn mountain to sand. You can trust that, make clear my demand. You can trust that. Never been so proud to be your ass, did something right. Finally, add to my delight. With the child blessed lungs, a beast wild. Draining the funds, it's gotta eat now. So I'm wondering just how the next bout 20 years. And I fear that I've lived the best. Feeling left out in the rain. It gets the main, I take the rest. The little crumbs. All up on your high horse. A new child in your arms. Keep it warm and secure, of course. Losing control of this household. Right in my view, I see the source.
I see the source.
I'ma take you down a peg. I rely on my fist. And you will get it through your head. I don't like to leave all these tattoos. But understand, I'm seeing red. Love, cherish, protect, pray that neither party will betray. Got a love so deep, put logic to sleep, the ultimate display. One day soon, I just may make you understand. You can trust that, turn mountain to sand. You can trust that, make clear my demand. You can trust that.
One, two, check, check. One, two, one, two, okay. One, two, one, two. So I stand with this mic in my hand. It's my chance to make a mark, make it come from the heart. Let it spark and don't hesitate. A feeling I cannot recreate. It's the energy, a give and a take. And it's found in the crowd and it's more than a sound. It's a drive and a need to give as much as receive. DJ, drop the cut and you bleed. And they feed upon the essence. It's a blessing to lead with my heart on my sleeve. Leave it all on the stage and to fill in the blanks. Make them feel, make it real, it's raw. It's what they came for, give them what they pay for. Make them say your name or fly with their hands in their sky, that's what I'm made for. Hype with my eyes shut, speak from the gut. Shift when I'm feeling the clutch, I'm giving enough. Let them taste it, see it in their faces. Make it so they can't quit nodding. Make it a problem for anyone to follow you. Take it for a throttle. Make them have to model your moves. Once you get in the groove, you choose whether you win or you lose. The transition is smooth, so take a breath or two. And take three, let them get in the beat. Get them moving their feet. Make them get out their seats and keep going. Go with the flowing. You can feel it when the vibe gets to growing. That's when you own it, own it. Show them, go it.
Everybody wanna shine, I'm just trying to get mine. Line for line, that's the grind, go home or go harder. Sur scène, un grand descente, même prisonnière de ton baladeur. J'ai la phobie des glandeurs, j'suis là pour faire un harder.
Reach for the handle, the realest Pumpkin, DeQuero, people in the place to be, go louder.
The stage, the plays, the maze of ways to express the stress, the joys in between, on the scene or behind, gleam a heart to find, everybody unwind, cheers to good times, and bad on the mic, so rad that you might follow me in the sights, guarantee requesting like, cause I'm living your dreams, making a means to enjoy this art platform, statue storm grade, visual arcades, vocal cascades over rocky crowds, pow, we living out loud, I'm branding my style, whether 5 or 50 thou, my gifts to allow, movement to move through me, gotta stay groovy, get the job done, then skate off like Tootie, back to reality, the facts of life. Lights, camera, action, presenting Mitch Jackson, got the place packed in.
Que ce beat lourd démarre, mon corps quitte son carcan, mon track full camp, dès que la musique pénètre mes tympans, j'entends que le boucan se répand jusqu'au dernier rang, je fais du trafic d'influence, ne laissez aucun spot vacant, si tu crapotes, va-t'en, mais laisse tes potes, quand ça papote devant, je me transforme en des spots de l'air. Zéro fumée toxique, chemise en sueur, ma team transpire la maîtrise, vocalise, j'oralise, puise dans les lignes apprises. Mon cœur palpite, au verdict, les regards m'analysent, même souris, nos pharyngites, mon flow parcourt les départementales. Mental warrior, c'est fondamental. J'articule sans peur du ridicule et fixe tes pupilles. Gesticule sur monticule, la salive se casse. Quantique au calibri, métrique de mots. J'écris en huis clos, j'suis accro à la scène. Escrobook et moi, illico.
Everybody wanna shine, I'm just trying to get mine. Line for line, that's the grind, go home or go harder.
Sur scène incandescente, même prisonnière de ton baladeur. J'ai la phobie des glandeurs, j'suis là pour faire un
harder. Reach for the handle, the real is intangible. You couldn't light a candle, that's words of my father.
Look round, read DJ Pumpkin, DeQuero, people in the place to be, go harder.
Une épaisse couche de fumée s'installe, bouche collée au métal, prémisse d'un récital sur instrumental, douleur intercostale, frousse monumentale, toucher la foule avec des mots, faux le mental.
Stretch it out. That's what you say, huh, Dice? Molecules. Woo. Yo, yo. Picking it up a bit, hoping you loving it. Open it up and get dope undercover flip. You is the ultimate choice, choose deluxe, the incredible legion team. We tear it up. Till are you built for this game? You can spill and drip. Blood watch you dive and dip. Shug down another sip. Give you another hit. You don't really want to hang a banger that heat. Love, love, so don't front. Smash on the point guard. Beat hitting so hard. You feeling so odd, making your head nod. Blow up your iPod. Invade parade. Wild cards. Deuce down. Feel good like some sway. Material countdown, numbers to the serial. Universal freeze you till it's critical. Chilly, so silly, what's the dilly? Oh really, we get busy by committee and
this goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, 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 you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, you.
See, I'm lifted up with the high hand of the Lord. So when I spit these raps, it's in harmony on the same accord. You out there somewhere lost in hope, like our people after Vietnam or dope. But see, my rhymes is more than metaphors and quotes. So pay attention, even if your ass is broke. Sucker MC, this one goes out to you. My dues is paid, so I guess some changes due. Arrange it too, nigga front and I'll arrange for you. It's Sean Obama, I'll show you what change to do. See, I'm in every ghetto with heavy metal. I bang with the devil on every level, I've been a rebel. Heavy ice and every bezel, take your sunshine, no brother Neville. I kill a beat, kicking a snare, destroy the treble. It shows my name Sean, nigga, I will bomb. Be it satellite or .com, .com.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, 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 you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You.
Stack time, live it up. So my stash is sitting up. The ladies just can't get enough. Since the days I was whipping up, world tour, hit the British up.
Hit Milan, pick some lizards up. Fuck a hater that be lipping up. Body bag them, yeah, I slip them up. Watch the game, had to switch it up. Keep your eyes open, yeah, they missing us. You mention hip hop, you mention us. The Legion team, beat the upper crust. Learn the game from the OGs with loyalty. Gotta go out of town to get cheese. Provide for my whole team, flamboyant, and I'm low key. I'm moving pounds, you playing with OZs. What's up to OC and AG? Gotta give a shout to the whole DITC. Bust this clown in the mouth with a GAT. Bow down, you in the presence of a G, of a G, of a G. That be me.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, 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 you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. You, 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 you.
Opinion premiere, we rising out the cuts. What? Jealous eyes wanna stare. Who cares? I double dare. Folk nines pay a fare when you're coming through. Every day I get saluted by guards on the boulevard. In my mind, I know it's hard, so I'm trying to build something up. Throw the dice, raise the bank up. I take a bitch back in the days when we had cars. We used to crank up, smack them up, smell of coffee. Get up off me, chick, I'm on top of this. Please, assessing knees on bones at Mickey D's. Pure like nuns, scarless knees. More than a woman like the Bee Gees. But I still squeeze these hollow heads for hard heads. I shock a bitch and have a wig looking like Shaka. Con word is born. Napalm bomb, and drop a
extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that ass day time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddy, fast hotties. What we in the lobby? Extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that ass day time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddies, fast hotties. Want it posted in the lobby?
Check the inside edition premiere. Strap it to the chair. We gon' make a listen. I hold your ears. High stands. Let's get it on. Top story shit. Fox 5 for Penny Chrome. I can see it now. You're home alone. Check it. I'm on your fire escape. Looking at you. Check. I got the duct tape. Check. I got the apple. About to grab you up from the back of your rap. I thrive for that. Surprise look. Knowing you shook. Touch tone sudden off the hook. Brook numb. Ghetto design. Close the book. We into submitting loves. Niggas that wear balls. Claiming to be thugs. And chicks that's gossiping too much. I hold a grudge. What? Tug of war. Prepare for the mud. What? P. Perry. Sister Slash. Getting down and dirty on your head. Ain't nothing y'all can do. I'm here. I swear. Every time you hear something I drop, make sure your head clear.
Extra, extra. Read the headline. We playing landmines. We get up in that ass every time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddies. Fast hotties. What? We in your lobby.
It's my prerogative like Bobby Brown. We get down and get around like Pac. Y'all sit around and watch. I blow the spine any spot. The tunnel SOs, vertigo, showing love to my Latinos. 9-8, setting them straight. Sipping V8, familiar face. In any place we lace. For y'all gamblers, y'all gonna ace. Elaborate my hate for paper mates. I'm trying to escalate to the rooftop. I used to sell blue tops. Got credit from the weed spot. From Trini with the dreadlock. When I broke, I still smoke a lot. Choke a lot. Cool cops gave a bitch props. Only faggots bust shots. While kids be playing hopscotch in broad day. Folk knocks every day around the way you stay hot. FG, too hot for TV. Catch rack for GP. Signed to seal, done deal. It's real, it's real.
Extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that ass every time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddies, fast hotties. What we in the lobby? Extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that ass every time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddies, fast hotties. Want it posted in the lobby?
Pull up, Harry. Here I come. Here I come. Pull up, Harry. Pull up, Harry. Here I come. Pull up.